My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Today we need to learn it all. We need to be well prepared and well informed, although that is probably a task easier said than done. You know, we come from a time when there was virtually no information, and now we are at a point when there's way too much information. And the thing is, you know, we want to hear what we want to hear, and we want it easy, we want it fast, and we want it with as less stress as possible. And that's just human nature, and we are all guilty. All of us, me too. But the thing is, sometimes the information coming our way is not the right information. And, you know, if you're not someone who's been up to date and really been asking the right people or, you know, going to the right sources, you may not get the right information. And what ends up being sad is that you may end up missing the right alternative or complement or path that you could be following that you might not have known about. So I always make sure, you know, that people are asking questions of people that have the knowledge to help them out. And they're always asking people that have, you know, plenty of experience. And the people that have been willing to change their mindset over the years as life around us has changed. Because I guarantee you, life has changed around us. And we have really, truly come to a point where, you know, there's so much information that we can't really cherry pick it. We need to make sure that we're getting the true information. Whether we like it or not, sometimes we have to hear things that we're not happy to hear. But, you know, it's okay as long as you learn from it. Working with our medical practitioners are also very important. And many of them today are so much better. You know, they now have the availability of being able to give us great information, and a lot of them are nutritionally oriented, so that's really changed in a really good way as well. Here on the show, Monday through Friday, I bring you the best guest in the industry. Their great take on what's going on from the trenches, out in the industry, out in the field, talking to people all over the country, as well as being formulators and educators and physicians and company founders and all of that good information. They make sure they bring the good stuff to us. And then, of course, you know, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I like sending you there because to me it makes sense. You know, when it comes right down to it, right down to the nitty-gritty, we want some place that we can go, that we can talk with people, have an open dialogue, you know, have great trust and respect, choose from the best products that may suit our needs in every good category of health and nutrition, and be able to go back there and, you know, pick up the conversation where we left off and be able to work with people that can get us started and help us get going and then be there for us during our journey. And then maybe once we've luckily achieved all of our hard work, help us maintain it. And that's what Stay Healthy is all about. Make sure to visit their webpage. They're working on this all the time. It's quite awesome. StayHealthyLasVegas.com. You can print a coupon to use on your next visit in the store. You can also research through the website. There's great information. You can leave your email address to start getting future newsletters, which are quite cool. I've been really been enjoying the ones because I signed up and I wanted to get them as well, and they're quite good. As well as just having up-to-dates and specials, and now they have my podcast on there, so you can listen to those as well. Don't forget to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page as well, so you can stay in touch for those daily posts. They're quite educational and informative. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So longevity, well, it's on its side. And you'd be surprised how word of mouth drags people in there all the time because, you know, people are so pleased, they want everybody else to feel as good as they do. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And remember, looking for healthy convenience, send Stay Healthy an email with your order. Send it to contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you get there, your order will be ready. I think that's a great idea. It's just a nice extra plus that they offer to you. So keep that in mind. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com and leave your order, and we'll have it for you when you get to the store. Well, today we're going to be talking about the product line from Barleen's. And what's crazy is I used to try to do full hour topics. And, you know, they always worked really, really well. But there's something about this line that y'all want to know a lot about. So I get a ton of questions on this line. And, you know, to me, it's perfectly fine because when I do Q&A shows on a line like Barleen's, I'm able to hit a whole bunch of topics, you know, so I'm still able to mention. I end up mentioning five times the amount of things on the show when I do it this way. And plus, you know, I always feel comfortable that if somebody has a question, there's a whole bunch of people that have had the same question, wondered the same things, but maybe didn't take the time to write it down, send it in, text me, email me, or whatever, but they're still going to benefit, and hopefully I'm going to give them an answer that might just work really well. So we're going to hit as many of the products as we can today within the line. It's interesting. I've been doing radio shows with Barleen's now for well over 20-some-odd years, and at the very beginning, there wasn't a lot of products in the line. They were an oil manufacturer, and they are still well-known for that today, now 30 years into the industry, and they are well known as oil people. So, but they've branched out, and the way I describe them is it's like a tree, like a big old oak tree. I'm from the Midwest, so oak trees are pretty big back there. And every time they add a new sector, they add another branch. And each branch is a different thing, whether it's oils and capsules and fiber and their platinum line and their olive leaf. And every one of them becomes a separate branch on the foundation family tree. And it's been quite good because, you know, they're basically bringing things in that they know have a niche, have a demand, and are things that will be well received in the industry, because they listen to what's going on out here. So, and that's pretty cool. So some of these questions are kind of basic questions. Some of them are a little bit more in depth. So, but the thing is, remember, no information is bad information and no question is a bad one, except for the one that you don't ask. Because I guarantee you, there's a whole bunch of us out here with a whole bunch of coulda, shoulda, wouldas and wish we would have asked questions a long time ago and we didn't. So I'm going to head at these. Okay, cool. Let me see. First one. Jeff, I probably heard you say this before, but, you know, every time I go to Stay Healthy, I pick up my Barleen's products. I always pick up the fish oil, but I'm wondering, would flaxseed oil be a better fit? Would rotating be a better idea, or could I use them both? One of my favorite questions. I've been using both for many, many years. And the only reason that I do is because I don't want to have to decide. I love the one coming from a fish source. I like the other one coming from a vegetarian source. They bring similar but different aspects to my health and well-being. I know that they both have lubricating factors. They both have anti-inflammatory factors. And they're both extremely effective for moistening and lubricating our body internally and externally because of the internal lubrication. That's why we always see such a nice difference and change in our outward skin. You really can do any of the three. You could switch back and forth. You could stay with what you're already using. You could do both of them. I like to use the smoothie. You know that. I've talked about it many times. I think it's a great idea. I would rather throw them both in there, let them blend up with the protein and the fibers and the almond milk and the ice and the fruit and all the stuff that I throw in there, and know that when I'm drinking it, in the back of my mind, I'm getting a double dose of omega-3s. And then I'm done with it for the day. I've got a good dose in there. So, you know, it's really a personal thing. Do I think you would get benefit from having both of them? Sure. because you're bringing similar things but from different avenues. And of course, each one may bring a little something different and may just be the one thing that you may be missing. You may respond better in your skin to flaxseed oil, but better in your brain and your joints and things like that with fish oil. So, you know, I think you go any way. Put it this way, you can't make a mistake. There you go. Hope that helps. Dear Jeff, giving you feedback on the Omega Pals. My kids, all under 8, 3 of them, could not get them to use any kind of omega-3s, no matter how I tried to hide it, mix it, blend it, swirl it, anything. I could not get it in anything where they didn't taste it. They now go every day with their spoon to the bottle and get their own. All of them. I've taught them to do it over the sink because they do tend to be messy at that age, but they all get their own. I get one or two of them at a time. I do always have in the straw nana, which is the flax oil that they really like, but then I kind of go back and forth between the lip smack and citrus, and then the one you spoke about the last time I heard you talking about the Hooty Fruity Tangerine with the eye additive in there with all the eye nutrition. So one way or another, they're all getting it. They all do it themselves every day. I don't even have to ask them. So please pass that on to Barlene's, that they have a home run with this. And I just think that it's awesome that they found a way to be able to make it taste good, but also be extremely effective. And you know what? You are so right with that. You know, I just think that they knew that there was a whole sector of our society that were not really getting the benefit because parents were frustrated trying to figure out a way to hide it, you know, and put it in something where they didn't notice. And, you know, you can do it very easily with smoothies, but you have to have, you know, plenty of fruit and stuff in there. And, you know, but isn't it nice that we get to keep it out front, you know, right there, and everybody can utilize and benefit from it, and they don't have to, you don't have to worry about, you know, trying to hide it or them seeing you put it in something. You know, that's, I love this. I was so proud of them when they came out with this. I wasn't sure about the taste. I was like, oh goodness, it looks really good. The labels are fantastic. They're very cartoonish, and people are going to love it. Kids are going to love these labels. They're awesome and fun. I said, but I wonder what they did with the taste, and I should have known better. They put it in the Seriously Delicious line. It's absolutely incredible tasting. All four formulas are delicious. The one is a little puckery. It's a citrus one, and to me, citrusy is not my style, but I got to tell you, I enjoyed it. It has kind of a limeish kind of citrusy taste to it, and it's very, very good. So if you've got troublesome kids, or if you don't have troublesome kids, you just want to be able to bring them on board with their omega-3s, keep in line the Omega Pals. They're under the Seriously Delicious line, and then the four of them, let me see if I make sure I get this right. Straw Nana, which is the flaxseed oil. Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade fish oil, Lip Smack and Citrus fish oil, that's the high potency, and then the other one is Tangerine fish oil. It's Hooty Fruity Tangerine, and that one has all the eye nutrition added to it as well. You know, because let's face it, we're not using our blue screen devices any less. We're using them probably a lot more. So definitely, I think your kids will love it. And you'll feel good also that you found a way to be able to let them do something really good for themselves. All righty. Dear Jeff, I wanted to thank you for your greens from Barlene's that you recommended. I enjoy using the greens, and now my kids do. We're going through it a lot faster, but that's okay. I mix up the superfruit greens with cold water, and they actually drink it like they think it's a version of juice or high C or something like that. That, you know, I used to get sugary drinks, and of course, I don't do that anymore. I'm a much better mom. But now I mix this with cold water, and they drink it like it's juice. Thank you so much for this. I feel better knowing that they're getting greens and getting fruits and all that good stuff. The other night, I had actually picked up the chocolate, and I've been saving it. And it was one of those nights when it was really cold outside, but we built an addition onto the outside patio, and we had an outdoor fire at night. And we were all sitting around it, and I made hot chocolate with the chocolate silk greens. And everybody loved it, including my husband. So just wanted to let you know that there is great thankfulness out here from us parents. So thanks for making our job easy. You're welcome. Isn't that great? You know, and I'm not, the three things people know about me: not really into like citrusy foods, not a big fruit eater, and not really a chocolate eater either. I'd rather eat vegetables than chocolate. So I know it's weird. But if you've been listening to me for a decade, 2 decades, 3 decades, almost four, you know that that's kind of who I am. Now, that being said, I think that it's really cool that there's these alternatives here. I love the superfruit. I thought it was quite good. Now, have I tried the chocolate greens? Yes, I've mentioned that I've tried it. I've tried it both cold and hot. Did I enjoy it? Yeah, it was okay. It was good. I mean, it wasn't something that I would roll my nose up at all. I actually enjoyed the flavor in my mouth and my tongue, and my palate said happy things. And I thought to myself, boy, for somebody that likes chocolate, they're going to really love this. I use the organic greens. I like them as green as you can get them. I do put them in my smoothie. I don't mix it with water. That's a little too green for me. But I like mixing it in yogurt with fruit. I like mixing it in oatmeal with fruit. I like mixing it in my smoothies. I'll put it in a cup or a shaker cup and shake it with apple juice or V8 juice or grapefruit juice or tomato juice and shake it up. And it's perfectly fine that way as well. You know, when it comes right down to it, the bottom line is just get it in. You know, just find a way to make it work in your everyday routine, and you will probably find that there are ways that you will create that you like it just as well. So, of course, kudos to Barlean's for these greens. I've been talking about them for years, and, you know, as much as I enjoy talking about them, I know people are chiming back in, telling me how much they love to, you know, enjoy them. So if you've been thinking about getting on greens, maybe you tried something that you just didn't like. Keep in mind the superfruit strawberry kiwi greens powder, and you can mix that with water. It's just like a juice. The chocolate silk greens powder, better mixed with like almond milk or some one of your milk-based products. Could be soy milk, cashew milk, regular milk, whole milk, low fat, doesn't matter. It also mixes in yogurt and smoothies. It's really good in just plain yogurt because, believe it or not, it actually turns that plain yogurt into chocolate yogurt. So that's pretty cool. The superfruit greens, like I said, water or in your smoothies, but you can also mix that with yogurt, add some extra fruit, and it becomes just a really fruity yogurt, enjoyable, something to enjoy. And of course, you could add your ground flax and chia seeds and things to that as well. And then the regular greens with your favorite juice, or not orange juice, though. I have not found that that tastes good, but grapefruit juice, tomato, V8, apple, all those. Cranberry, plenty of choices to mix with or throw it in your smoothie. So I think you'll enjoy that. Okay. How come, dear Jeff, how come fiber has always bothered me, upset my stomach, and been kind of irritating until I started using chia and ground flax? I now have great bowels, which I have not had my entire life because fiber always seemed to upset my stomach, whether it was oat bran or wheat bran or psyllium or any of those. They never sat well with me. But the chia and the ground flax, I get the Fortiflax from Barlean's, so it's already ground, and I mix that and the chia seeds in a lot of things throughout the day. I put them in soups after the soups were made, like creamy soups. I put them in salsas. I put them in dips. I put them in yogurt, my smoothies, oatmeal. I find a way to do it. Some days I throw it in a cup and add juice and shake it up and just drink it. I do a good amount of it during the day, but my body has been pretty starved for fiber for a long time. And now that I'm putting it in at a good dose every day, my bowel movements are incredible. And for people out there that have never had bowel problems and have never had to strain to have an elimination or have spent most of their life using dynamite laxatives, when you start moving your bowels a couple times a day for the first time in your life, it's a big thing. So that's why I make sure I have plenty of these in stock and I add them throughout the day in my foods. Just wanted to say thank you. I, you know, I've heard bits and pieces, but I think you discussed it one day and related it to the bowels. Sorry I'm so long-winded, but wanted to make sure I shared this in case anybody else was sitting at home with chronic bowel problems and a adversity to fiber. Well, I'm so glad. I'm glad that it's working well for you. I think that fiber is really important. You know, they say that if you go back 100 years, you know, people were eating 40, 50, 60 or more grams of fiber every day. I guarantee you constipation was probably not an issue. And they say today that we get in average around the country about 8 to 12 to 13 grams per day, which is like nothing. And that basically tells you that we're not eating a good amount of fibrous foods and we're eating a lot of foods that have no fiber in them or the fiber was removed. So my wonderful thing would, and my idea would be to have everybody have a great amount of fiber in their diet. 20, 30 or more grams of fiber a day, because your bowels would be so much better. We would be full longer, because fiber is great for filling up the stomach and keeping us from being overly hungry. And then the other part of that is it just makes sure that the residue, the waste, the toxins, the garbage in our intestines, that fiber moves things out. You know, and having a better elimination a couple times a day is a great thing. It means your waste is leaving the building. And I find that to be really, really effective. Okay. Jeff, do you have a preference between capsules and liquid with fish oil? No. I think whichever way that you will use it on a regular basis consistently, that's the one that I think would be the best for you. Do I think the liquid is a little stronger? Maybe a little bit more easy to digest? Probably. But I do think that the capsules, soft gels, and the other devices that are available are very effective. Now, on top of that, you know, you do have a third choice, and you didn't mention it, which is the Seriously Delicious. It's another emulsified technology where you're not only absorbing, you know, upwards of three times the oils that you would get from liquids and capsules, but it also is in a form that tastes so incredibly delicious that you're going to be able to really have another alternative delivery choice. But you're also going to be able to know that there are things that you can benefit from, you know, parts of these oils that you might not. Let's say your digestive system is very compromised. So, you know, when you decide to think about that, you know, you wouldn't probably imagine, I'm sure there's somebody out there that does this, but I mean, most people are not going to pour a tablespoon of fish oil or flax oil and take it off the spoon. I have tried that. I don't recommend it. That's why it's best to mix it with things, because you can make it delicious. But with the Seriously Delicious, they found a way to be able to emulsify these oils into a form and make them flavorful to the point where they're so enjoyable that you don't want to mix them, that you want them right off the spoon. Now, don't get me wrong. People love to use the Seriously Delicious, the oils on their toast, like jelly. I have parents that mix it with peanut butter for peanut butter and jelly, and they're using this, a tablespoon of this, which I think is just so incredibly cool. And you can mix it, like I mentioned earlier, with plain yogurt and turn that plain yogurt, which you know what it is, rather than all those sugar-based yogurts that are out there today that are more candy-based than anything else. You can buy plain big containers of Greek or kosher yogurt, put a half a cup of that in a bowl, add your Seriously Delicious, and turn it into something so delicious and get two benefits. Get probiotics as well as getting your omega-3s, all the while it's dancing on your palate because it tastes good. So just a kind of a brief overview of some of these things that are available. The Seriously Delicious Omega-3 Flax Strawberry Banana Smoothie, that's your flax, but that's in a Seriously Delicious, which means off the spoon deliciousness. You don't need to mix it with anything. Other great flavors that they have in the Seriously Delicious line, they have a Seriously Delicious Omega-3 Fish Oil Pina Colada. And I'm telling you that these things, if you close your eyes and enjoy this and kind of savor the yumminess of it on your tongue and on your palate, not only is your palate going to be happy, but this literally tastes like you're on a cruise ship, literally drinking a pina colada. I mean, it tastes exactly like that. I get amazed that they were able to capture the flavor so well. And, you know, one of the wonderful things about the Seriously Delicious line is not only is it that smoothie technology, but it's non-GMO, they're gluten-free, they're sugar-free, no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, and they're made highly purified fish oil, free of mercury and other heavy metals. And these things have three times the better absorption of omega-3s and no fish burps. You ever experience those? Oh, those are nasty. Feels like you've been, you know, having sardines in your mouth all day long. So no fish burps with these. So definitely keep that one in mind. If you've ever experienced, you know, pina colada before and you liked it, you're going to love the pina colada flavor. How about this one? Fish oil mango peach smoothie. This is like a tropical drink. You're on that same deck with your friend drinking the pina colada, but now you're drinking a mango peach kind of cocktail tropical smoothie. You're going to love it. Delicious. You ever been down to the beach in California and you've gone to one of those juice bars and, you know, you picked out your fruit. Let's say you picked out mango peach and they blended it up and you're sipping on that as you're walking down the boardwalk or down Venice Beach or wherever. And it's just that real fruity taste. That's what this tastes like. How amazing, though, that it's just loaded with omega-3s. How about this one? Fish oil lemon cream. I've used this example over the years because you got to paint pictures on the air. It's not like we're doing a TV show where I could show you pictures. This one, imagine going to, well, Marie Callender's during pie month. Come on, you've all been there at least once and bought a pie. Their lemon meringue is fantastic. I'm not a big sugar person, but I do like lemon meringue. It's delicious. But I've never really liked the meringue part. I like the crust. I like the lemon and the meringue. I kind of scrape that off. So imagine you ordered yourself for the table a lemon meringue pie and you said, hold the meringue. So they set down this beautiful yellow. They're really glossy and shiny if you've ever seen a lemon meringue pie. And they give everybody a spoon and everybody goes into the middle of it and takes a big scoop of the yellow of the lemon meringue. That's what this tastes like. Fish oil lemon cream. Unbelievable. It's like a lemon meringue pie every day on your spoon. So if you like that taste, love the lemon taste, you want to keep that one in mind. Pretty awesome. Now, how about this? High-potency fish oil key lime pie. You ever been down to the Keys, Key West, before, where they, everybody on the entire little island area there has conch fritters? And I know I always use this as an example because I was only there once, and that's what I experienced all three nights. It was like everybody in the entire island went to the one side to watch the sunset. That's a thing that everybody does. And everywhere you look, people were eating key lime pie or munching on these conch fritters. Now, conch is like that shell. So it's kind of like, think about a big snail. And they take it out. I don't know what they do. They chop it up, mix it, batter it, and deep fry them, and you eat them like little hush puppies. Didn't like those. Wasn't a fan. Everybody else was, seemed like. But I was a fan of key lime pie. Now, I've seen this more than once. And they were done by people that were doing Barlean's demos. And I got to tell you, it's very creative. They actually put some vanilla yogurt in a tiny little cup. And they kind of filled up the cups for people to sample. They put in the key lime liquid, seriously delicious. And they kind of crunched up a little bit of a graham cracker. And they told everybody, mix it up and put it all in the spoon together so you get the whole flavor of all three. I am telling you what, it was key lime pie. That's exactly what it tasted like. It was probably one of the first times in a long time that I was at a demo that I asked for seconds. But I didn't care. It was really, really awesome. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to finish this question about it was the choice between capsules and liquid, but I'm offering another alternative with the Seriously Delicious. A couple more flavors I want to add to this before we move on to the next question. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's Barlean's Day. Everything available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I'll be right back.
Know why native Pacific Island populations have enjoyed such a high level of health and energy over the centuries? One reason is coconut oil. That's why Barlean's Organic Oils offers their island fresh, cold pressed, extra virgin coconut oil to anyone who wants to experience its many health benefits. Barlean's 100% organic coconut oil may support the structure and function of the immune system, the cardiovascular system, healthy metabolism, and energy production, as well as hair and skin care. Stop by your nearest natural food store today and savor the great tasting, fresh pressed, extra virgin coconut oil as only Barlean's can create. Barlean's Organic Oils, from our family to yours.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Olive trees are one of the longest living species on Earth. Many living today are over 1,000 years old. Why? Because of their unique defense system against diseases, fungus, bacteria, and viruses. Great news! These valuable olive leaf actives have been researched as an effective immune support. One daily teaspoon of Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex natural peppermint flavored extract gives you perfect immune support with its antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal defense, which is why it was voted the esteemed Vitae Award for the best new natural remedy. Barlean's olive leaves are picked at sunrise, pressed on site, and processed within minutes, making it the world's freshest. The antioxidant capacity is almost double green tea extract, 400% higher than vitamin C, and packs more potent antioxidants than any super juices. Barlean's Olive Leaf Complex, all of that protection in one bottle.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston in the Town and Country Center.
Dive deep into heightened mental alertness, strength, and mobility as your body absorbs omega-3 nutrients. A transformation of energy, radiance, and vitality is restored. A new, healthier, and balanced you has surfaced from Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. Barleen's fish comes from the Earth's purest, most pristine cold waters. A four-generation family fishing heritage guarantees that every drop has the highest levels of beneficial omega-3s, which are essential in supporting overall health, such as increased energy, joint mobility, mental clarity, and heart health. The International Fish Oil Standards, the world's strictest testing lab, has honored Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil with the highest five-star rating. Try these delicious, all-natural citrus flavors, and you'll see why Barleen's was voted the 2010 Essentials and Top Gear Awards for Best Fish Oil. Barleen's Fresh Catch Fish Oil. It's freshness you can feel.
Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, I'm back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your Barleen's needs, all the products in stock every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Their new service, looking for healthy convenience? Send Stay Healthy an email with your order. Contact them at contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. Once again, it's contactus@stayhealthylasvegas.com. And they'll have your order ready for you when you get there. Another service of the Stay Healthy store. On top of all the other things, you know, a full service environment, great selection of only the best of the best, awesome prices every single day, the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service, and up-to-date information so that you have the availability of being and getting the information you need to make those really good, healthy decisions about your good health. All right, we're talking about Barleen's today. I had a question that came in and asked about the difference, what I felt about capsules and liquid. And I think it's whatever delivery system you choose, bottom line, get it in, you know, so. But then there was a third alternative that she didn't mention, so I thought I would talk about those. And we've been talking about the Seriously Delicious emulsified form of the omega-3s that you could take right off the spoon, because they found a way to make them awesomely delicious as well as extremely effective and absorbable. This is a favorite of mine. It's the Omega Orange Cream. I like this one because it's a combination of, like we were talking about earlier, both fish and flax. And I like the idea that both of them are there and you have your choice of, you know, being able to take them both. And for some of us that don't want to have to choose, I think it's a great idea. It has the fish, flax, and borage oils, so you're getting a balanced source of omega-3, 6, and 9s. And of course, once again, you know, no artificial flavors, colors, preservatives, none of that stuff. So I'll go ahead and create a visual with this one as well. Probably the easiest thing to think about, and some of you may remember this, depending on your age level. I don't even know if these things still happen. Do ice cream trucks still go around neighborhoods anymore? When we were little, the ice cream truck would come and we could hear it two or three streets over. And of course, that was the time when every kid in the neighborhood would go beg their parents for spare change. And back then, a dime, a nickel, 15 cents, that's all it took. So you can tell how old I am. My favorite thing to get off that truck, of course, wasn't the chocolate. Like everybody else liked chocolate. I liked the creamsicle. It was orange creamsicle on a stick and the inside was cream. And when you took a bite, you got the cream and the orange together. It was delicious. That is exactly what this tastes like. This takes you back to the ice cream truck when you were a kid. Orange creamsicle. That's exactly what they did. I don't know how they got it to taste like this, but I'm so glad that they did. So definitely keep that one in mind. And that way you get a combination blend. Two more in the line, the Seriously Delicious Flax Blackberry Smoothie. So this would be another flaxseed oil form for someone that wants, they don't want fish, which is fine. So they have that availability. And also the Total Omega Vegan, they have a vegan pomegranate blueberry smoothie, another one. So these are absolutely delicious off the spoon as well. Very, very fruity, very, very clean tasting. So definitely you can keep those in mind. I think you'll love it. So there's your answer. Liquid, yes. Capsules, yes. Seriously Delicious, yes. The Seriously Delicious does take it a step further with the emulsification and the off-the-spoon deliciousness. It also gives you up to three times more absorbability of your omega-3s. So that's something to keep in mind and just see how you do with that as well. All right, let me see. Oh, here's a good question. It says, Jeff, I take coconut oil every single day. I put it in my smoothie. I do some cooking with it. I've mixed it with yogurt. In the summer when it's liquidy because it's warm, it seems, of course, to mix a lot easier. But obviously, you can add it to almost anything. My question is, I bought a separate bottle and I keep it in my bathroom. And I started applying it to my legs and my feet, which are very dry. Unbelievable benefit. And I've been using it every day. I just need to make sure, obviously I know it's a natural oil, it's organic virgin coconut oil. Can I use this every day? I mean, is it going to clog my pores or irritate my skin at all? I've been using it for almost a month straight, and my legs and feet have not looked dry once after about a week of starting to use it. And I talked to a lot of friends about it. A lot of my girlfriends, I'm telling about it as well because they've all got dry hands, dry feet, dry legs, everything. And a few of them have already signed on and picked up their Barleen's coconut oil at Stay Healthy. Now, just wonder, long-term okay? Yeah, absolutely. There are parts of the world where coconut is a very major part of the diet, both the coconut meat as well as the coconut oil and drinking the coconut water, all of that stuff, a very big part of culture as well as the food that is eaten in those traditional areas. And people use it topically. There are Polynesian islands where the women use it on their face and their body. They use it on their hair because it's so conditioning. I have people that rub it on their scalp. If you've ever had scalp problems before, let's say you've had like psoriasis or a dermatitis on the scalp, you know, our pores get clogged very easily on the scalp. And, you know, I heard this reminder from Marge actually yesterday when I was over at Stay Healthy. When you massage in coconut oil to your scalp, it helps to kind of open up and dissolve some of that built up sebum so that you can actually get better circulation on your scalp to the hair, as well as breaking down some of those irritated areas. So if you have scalp dryness or dandruff, you know, applying a little bit of this to your scalp every single night and then, you know, shampooing it out in the morning is fine. Or even warming it up and doing a hot oil treatment on your scalp and hair, very effective. And I know a lot of people that do hot oil treatments with coconut oil. I have a friend and his wife had the worst feet in the world. So she finally went in, had a couple pedicures done, and they were able to soften the dry skin because she was off of her feet for a long time being ill. So they had to take all the dry skin off, and she started rubbing her feet with coconut oil. And once a week, she warms the oil, and she actually rubs them down with warm and puts plastic bags over them and then her socks, and just leaves them on for a couple hours. She said her feet have gotten amazing. She said it used to feel like she was actually walking on little rocks because the dry areas were so dry that the skin was actually almost sticking out. It was like rough, so rough that were like little dry areas. She said that's all gone. I have a friend that's a cocktail waitress at one of the hotels, and she has to wear those god-awful huge heels that puts her at an angle, and her legs have been a problem for a long time, but her feet, she said the bottom of her feet were really, really dry, and she got those little dry areas also. So I told her, I said, pumice them off or go in for a really good pedicure, which she did. And she puts coconut oil on her feet every night before bed and wears her little booties. And then she says before work, after a shower, she said she sits down and she massages her feet with coconut oil before she gets ready in her uniform for work. She said, it's been amazing. She goes, I tell everybody about it, but you know, today people seem to be, you know, there's a couple steps involved here and you got to actually sit down and take the time to do it, even though the benefits are amazing. She says, I talk to girls all the time whose feet are so dry and hurt them terribly, and I can't get them to do it. So all I can do is just suggest. And that's, boy, is that the truth. Nothing been more true than that. I mean, and that's what we try to do. We try to offer that. Okay, let me see. Oh, this is good. Hey, Jeff, thank you for recommending the Olive Leaf Complex Throat Spray. I travel all over the place, and I'm on planes, trains, and automobiles, and I'm in different countries, so I'm exposed to different kinds of climates and environments. My question is, can I continue to use this? on a regular basis. I started using the liquid internally. I take a teaspoon every single morning and I start my day. Love the taste of it. Tastes like a candy cane, per your request. The throat spray, I find that if I carry it with me, I use it when my throat gets dry because I talk a lot. So I use it throughout the day. It's amazing. There's no terrible aftertaste. It seems like it's just coating and healing my throat all the way down. And I do use it two or three times a day. Just wondered if that was okay. Yeah, I don't see any problem with it. I have it right here. I just took a couple squirts of it on my break in between the spots. So, I mean, I keep it because it just works really, really well. I really like that it's good tasting. And at the same time, I know that it's very coating. What I do is I actually squirt it in my mouth and I kind of swish it around a little bit and then I swallow it. Because, you know, olive leaf is very beneficial for the gums because it's antibacterial, anti-germicidal. So a couple extra squirts in the mouth, no big deal. But I like it and I'm glad you're trying it. I have quite a few flight attendants and pilots and I have people that work at the counters at the airport. A lot of them use this and people at hotels. I've recommended it to in jobs, front desk and people that are exposed to a lot of people, like a lot of the dealers that are there that have people sitting, you know, 3 feet away from them, you know, coughing and sneezing and smoking and all that kind of stuff. They use it as well. I have porters and housekeeping and people in the cafeterias and the restaurants and, you know, the baggage guys out front, the valets for the car, front desk people that are loading everything up to go to your room. So many people use this because they feel that it really does make a difference. And you know what? It does. Obviously, there's all kinds of things you can do for your throat, but give this one a try. I think you're going to find it to be quite effective. I sure enjoy it, and I think it's really made a dramatic difference for me, and I carry it with me. Let me see. Oh, this is good. Dear Jeff, the last time I heard your show, you were talking about the stomach repair from Barlean's. I didn't get a chance to hear it. I had to go into work, and I just now recently found about the podcast. I just turned your show on, and I know you're on Barlean's. This one just came in, so I'm going to address it. She said, I'm still listening, and I get to listen to the rest of the hour. Could you address the stomach repair because my gut is a mess? I've done acid suppressive medications for a long time. My stomach's very sensitive. Certain foods I just absolutely can't eat. My doctor told me I have to kind of live with this because it's not an ulcer. He thinks it's a nervous stomach. Well, the stomach repair is part of that one, another branch of this line from Barlean's called Platinum. And this is a combination of things put together in a powdered form. And it's really good. It's actually vanilla chai flavor. So it's really good with almond milk. You'll really enjoy the flavor for things that help to heal the stomach. Things like aloe vera and activated charcoal and golden seal. I know there's grapefruit seed extract in there, mastem gum, DGL, which is a licorice-based ingredient. All wonderful tasting, very easy to use. It could be used once or twice a day. I've had amazing feedback and letters and from people that have talked to me. And I know that I've talked to people that are using this around the country in different areas, and good feedback. And I know I've actually spoke with some of the reps and they get good feedback on it as well. I just think it's a great product for someone who has some stomach gut issues. Do I think you should still take a probiotic? Yes. Do I still think a digestive enzyme is important? Absolutely. Do I still think you need to watch your diet and chew your food and drink plenty of water and not overload caffeine and tannic acid and deep fried foods? Yes, of course. But it is something that you can put in that might just make a dramatic difference and maybe help with some healing on the lining of a very sensitive, overly taxed gut. And you know, we do that today. We do overtax our guts. And for some of us, you know, we do it in a way that we just kind of eventually accept it. And that's the way it has to be. And I think we should be fighting a little bit harder. Now, there is another product in here, and somebody just chimed in and says, talk about the liver, Platinum. I use it. I love it. So I might as well address it while I'm on this. The liver detox and repair is another product that's in this Platinum line. I think very, very effective, supporting your body's natural detox and cleansing and repair and maintaining optimal liver function. This is one that has some interesting ingredients in it as well. It's actually very complete. When you see this list, you'll be surprised. It's got NAC in there. It's got glutamine, arginine. It's got dandelion, MSM, milk thistle, glutathione, arginine, ornithine, artichoke. It's got a citrus bioflavonoid base. Very good tasting, very easy to enjoy using the product. This one is a tropical twist, so you can mix this one with water. Really good tasting. Shake it up and drink it once or twice a day. They say that our liver is, of course, one of those organs that can rejuvenate itself. But obviously, I think that it would be healthier if we were giving it the right tools to do just that. Because our liver has, what, 300-400 functions a day. It filters everything, medication, and all the good and bad stuff we consume in our body through the liver. And our livers are taxed. They're abused, you know, and I think our liver is one of the most forgiving organs in our body. It'll usually tell us, you know, hey, all right, I understand, you know, you're going through a rough time. Send me down some good stuff when you get a chance. But I think even our liver eventually will get to the point when it says, you know what, I need some help here. And that's when we start having liver problems and cholesterol problems and our liver enzymes are high. And, you know, we start noticing that we just don't feel good and we stop getting the benefit. And, you know, our livers have very vital functions that need to work. And if you've been someone who's been abusing your liver for a long time, this might be a really good choice because it is able to put together a whole bunch of things in one combination formula. So you might want to keep that in mind. The liver detox and repair, it's in the platinum part of the line. Somebody just asked if they could use the liver and the stomach. Absolutely. I would probably say take them at opposite ends of the day, but within the same day, yeah. I don't even think it'd be a problem if you took them together, but I think I'd rather switch them up and take them at opposite ends. Take one in the morning and one at night. I think you'll find that to be quite effective and real comfortable. Let me see. Is it okay to add the Fortiflax to food throughout the day? The reason I ask is because I love it as a fiber. It adds a nuttiness to everything from omelets and stir fry. You might find this kind of weird, but what we do is we make a Barlean's popcorn. We make the popcorn and we use the butter flavored coconut oil. And then we put it into a paper bag. And then in that paper bag, we pour flaxseed oil, a little bit of fish oil, some Himalaya sea salt. We add a little bit of brewer's yeast, but we also put in some of the Fortiflax and we just shake it all up. And my kids love it. You know, I've had other kids that have come over and they were kind of like, not so much. But after a while, they actually started to enjoy it. Just wondered if anybody else does that. I also add the Fortiflax to yogurt, smoothies, and other things throughout the day. I tried your stuffed mushrooms with them in there, and it really worked well. And now we add them to different kinds of foods throughout the day and actually sprinkle them on our salads. My question is, can we overuse it? And are we wasting it? Well, you're not wasting it because we need the fiber. And this isn't just fiber. This is nutritional fiber with omega-3s that we probably never were getting before because most people think fiber, they think cardboard. Well, this is a nutritional food-based fiber. So definitely keep it in mind. I think you're going to find it to be really, really a great way of incorporating in, you know, fiber to the diet, but also getting more omega-3s. I like chia seeds. I like ground flax. I like the Seriously Delicious. I like fish oil, flaxseed oil. I love eating fish. I try to get my omega-3s as much as I can. You know, so do you think I can get too much? No. I mean, I live in the desert. It's dry here. We need some oils. We need to lubricate our body from the inside. Besides drinking a ton of water, we need a good amount of oils to lubricate our body from the inside out. So I'm a big believer in all of this. Someone just asked, they said, you talked about a lot today. If we go to Stay Healthy, will they know? Yes, they will definitely know. One great thing about going to Stay Healthy is the knowledge, is you get to talk to people that have a ton of knowledge and are educated. so they can talk with you about anything. Sometimes it's always kind of funny when somebody comes in and I happen to be there, or maybe I was doing consultations, and I'll hear somebody come in and they'll say, "You've probably never heard of this before, but do you have this?" And it's so funny, they'll always go, "Yeah, we've been carrying that for a year, 5 years, 10 years. Yeah, we carry it over here. We have it in these different forms." And you see the person's face, so you know they've gone somewhere else. You know they've gone someplace where somebody knew nothing. You won't find that at Stay Healthy. Not only do they carry the best quality products in every single department, they make sure that they know about them and can have a discussion and a dialogue. You know, someone said to me the other day, I went there and I heard about this thing on this radio show when I was traveling. And I said, okay. And I said, I asked about it, and they said they don't carry it. They wouldn't carry it. And I asked them why. And they said, just because we don't think that the product is high quality enough to bring in. And it's not an honestly based product label and what's inside the bottle. You know, so, I mean, they're very strict about what they bring in. So you know that if you're going to get healthy, and you finally made that decision that you're going to start doing the good things, and you're finally going to incorporate in some nutrition, but you don't know where to start, you go to Stay Healthy. Because not only can they have a discussion with you and make sure that you're kind of pointed in the right direction, but when you choose in whatever category it is that you're discussing, you're picking from the best. I mean, if it's a whole food multiple, they're going to have the buy best. If it's omega-3s, they're going to have the best. If it's fibers, they're going to have the best. You know, so, and then they're going to have things that other stores may not carry because they know they're awesome. So definitely keep that in mind. Stay Healthy really does go out of their way to make sure that you not only feel comfortable and have peace of mind when you leave, but when you come back, you know what to expect. And you know that if you've hit a wall and you're confused and you need some help and you got to have a dialogue and you want to know where to go from where you ended the last time, they're going to be there for you. I love sending people there. I mean, it makes me feel good that there are people that are available and love what they do and are so good at it. That's Stay Healthy. Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas. Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. That's a long time. I mean, you figure if you go back, you know, almost, you know, go back even 30 years, can you imagine the difference between what was going on back then and what's going on now? I remember I was on the air back then. You know, there wasn't a lot of choice. There wasn't blends and combinations. There wasn't superfoods, superfruits. We didn't have any of this. We didn't have computers, smartphones. We didn't have Google. We didn't have any place to get resources other than the library. We didn't have any of this. People didn't know anything. They had to ask because they couldn't even do their own research, because you had to get research books in the library to do it. And there were very limited amounts of those. So here we are today. And now we want the information, but we don't know where to go, and then we don't know what to read, and we don't know what to believe. I think that's why my show has been so consistently well-received, because I don't always say what you want me to hear, what you want me to say, because sometimes I'm a little blunt to the point, because if you've been not paying attention and really looking for something that's going to do all the work for you, chances are you're not going to find it. Because there's things that go, like we talked about the stomach. We talked about the liver. Yes, those are beautiful blended combinations from Barlean's and their Platinum line. But it doesn't mean that you still get to be bad to yourself and do all the bad things and expect these to do all the work. No. You need to change your diet. You need to drink some water. You need to get more rest. You need to be more active. You need to mellow out, chill out, de-stress, and treat yourself with better respect. That's stuff that just goes without saying. All the other stuff are the great tools to get you where you need to go. So head over to Stay Healthy. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to print a coupon to use in the store. Leave your email address so that you can actually start getting newsletters and also get some good overall health and nutrition information. Remember, if you're looking for healthy convenience, send them a email at Stay Healthy. They're going to make it easy for you. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com with your order, and they'll have it ready when you get there. So I hope everybody has a great day. Do something good for yourself this weekend. We're still in January. It's early, so do something good. It's a weekend. Do something just for you and something healthy. Have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.